Today, the Labor Department reported another 1.9 million people filed for unemployment benefits last week. That makes the total number in less than 3 months more than 42 million. Joining us now is Julie Niemann, an analyst with Smithmore & Company in St. Louis. And Julie, what is your reaction to these new unemployment numbers? Do you think that things are getting better because the numbers of new claims are coming down, or getting worse when you look at the big picture?
This is entirely different than the last two recessions. The last two recessions were caused by technology. That was the 2001, and then we had the 2007 situation, where you had an economic collapse due to financial malfeasance. This one was an engineered one, and so we've got an entirely different unemployment number here. Nobody could have anticipated how large this was going to be, nor how persistent it's going to be, and that's the danger right now. This number may not come down for some time, even with reopening. So it's the big unknown right here. The stimulus has not been enough, and it's not stimulus, it is support. It's unreasonable to even think of this as stimulus at this point, because stimulus would kill the economy. So the support that is necessary to bring people off the bottom and give them sustenance still is not there. So we have a situation now where the people who need it the most are not getting it, and this is entering into crisis proportions. Overlay this with what's going on with the rest of the economy and the political situation involved with racism. We have an absolutely devastating situation right now. James Bullard, who's the head of the Federal Reserve here in St. Louis, gave us about a month ago about 2 months to get this straightened out and to get more support into the economy and dealing with turning the economy around. But we're down to just a few weeks now. And his anticipation was this could turn into a depression, a full-blown depression.
Well, that's my question to you. Are we looking at a depression in your view, or is this just going to be a deep recession that turns around very quickly once there's a vaccine or a treatment that makes the virus not quite as much of a problem for the economy as it has been?
Well, that's the problem. It's based on hope. We've never been able to engineer a vaccine in short order and on command, but everybody seems to think that this one is just around the corner here. This is an economy that cannot afford a long delay for that. Getting completely out of it will depend upon a vaccine. But in the interim, what we need is support to keep people away from desperation, because it's hitting a whole different level of the economy. 40% unemployment could be a possibility in the not too distant future if this turnaround or if this reawakening of the economy does not come in pretty speedy fashion. But it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, we start cooking the economy again, then we get the next relay or the relapse with COVID.
So what do you make of the stock market? Why does it seem to be so disconnected from the picture that you're painting right now?
The stock market is looking at the huge amount of cash that the Federal Reserve is pouring into the economy. They've basically put a put under the stock market and under the bond market, because the spigot is going to be on for a long period of time. So when you've got that amount of cash still moving into the economy, where is it going? Well, it's going into the stock market. There's still a lot of investing going on, borrowing at low interest rates. I would not be a bit surprised to see mergers and acquisitions pick up simply because it's politically unacceptable right now to do stock repurchases or to increase CEO salaries. But companies will find other ways of putting this free cash or low interest rate money to work.
Well, why don't they just hire people with that money, Julie? Why is that so difficult?
There has to be demand. You know, if you're going to put people to work, what are they going to make? What are they going to do? Right now, demand has fallen off the face of the earth. People are starting to save again, which is anathema to a growing economy. So where's the demand going to come from? Well, we're seeing globalization absolutely shrink. You know, there goes a large portion for your export markets. So the demand has to be there to hire people to do jobs. And that's what's going to be the biggest problem. Where is the demand?
So what would your message to Congress be as they consider what will be in the next package that they will offer up for support?
This really has to be something that has to be taken over on almost a concerted, organized, systemic federal level. Everybody has to have the same thing. The problem is we're having unemployment benefits run out very quickly in some states versus others. That can't happen. state of Missouri here gives you just a few weeks before you can be unemployed without having benefits cut off. Well, that's not how long this is going to last, and available jobs just aren't out there. Nobody can go back to work because of COVID. So until you change the policy, the consistent policy for unemployment and getting support money out to people, this is going to be a self-fulfilling promise of getting worse, not better.
That is Julie Niemann, an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thank you as always.
You bet.